Bringing down the curtain on a concert series usually means raising the bar with some of the most dramatic and exciting performances of the season. The next few weeks will be full of Wisconsin Classical season finales, beginning with the Civic Symphony of Green Bay at 3 o'clock this afternoon. They'll be joined by singers from UW-Green Bay and St. Norbert College, the Green Bay Choral Artists, the Dudley Birder Chorale, and others from the community for Verdi's monumental Requiem, which premiered in Milan in 1874 at both the Opera Theater La Scala and the Basilica of San Marco. Verdi scored the work for operatic forces, but for all its dramatic dress, its great power still comes from the emotion it evokes as all who listen face the shadow of death and pray for eternal peace. The architecture of San Marco, its spacious interior with multiple choir lofts, required its maestri di cappella to balance theatrical and ecclesiastical elements in their compositions. One of its first, Claudio Monteverdi, was also one of opera's earliest creators, a composer of both secular and sacred music that provided a transition from the Renaissance to the Baroque. This afternoon's community of singers in Green Bay may have taken part in the Green Lake Festival of Music's annual Summer Choral Institute, which closed out the 2012 season with Monteverdi's Gloria from 1641.
Thank you.
A glorious conclusion to the Green Lake Festival's 2012 summer season. Monteverdi's Gloria, featuring organist Eric Budzinski and soloist Josefine Stoppelnberg and Allison Voll, sopranos, Amanda Kupman, mezzo-soprano, Jonathan Del Rey and Ace Gagoso, tenors, Stephen Richardson, baritone, and Guillermo Munoz-Custer, bass, along with the Green Lake Festival Chorus and Orchestra under the direction of Stephen Alltop. Recording by Riley Eisnagel of Thin Ice Productions. For more information on this afternoon's performance of the Verdi Requiem at the Widener Center, go to gbcivic.org. The Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra presents the penultimate concert of their winter season this Friday evening and includes the highly anticipated return of violinist Ilya Koller for a challenging concerto by Paganini. The orchestra will also include Haydn's 81st Symphony, one of a trio of symphonies written in 1784 that were not composed with a specific occasion or audience in mind. You hear a composer daring to experiment with long pauses, slight dissonances, and other innovations in the first of the trio, Symphony No. 79 in F major, which the Chamber Orchestra performed just over 2 years ago.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andrew Sewell conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra in Haydn's Symphony No. 79 in F major. Part of a February 19, 2016 performance at Madison's Capitol Theater, recording by Joe Hartke. This Friday's program of Haydn, Paganini, and Rossini works can be found at wisconsinchamberorchestra.org. In just a moment, we'll continue our preview of season finales, including two performances of exuberant American works. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. This Saturday evening's season finale for the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra will fill Grace Lutheran Church with works by American composers Florence Price and Jesse Montgomery, as well as a Brahms serenade and dances from Dvorak. There's more information at eccochambermusic.org. If it's more choral music you crave, Janesville's Choral Union focuses on American composers this Saturday afternoon at Cargill United Methodist Church, while the UW-Madison Choral Union will take next Sunday afternoon and evening for the entire Bach St. Matthew Passion in Mills Hall. And the Manitowoc Symphony Orchestra calls on members of the Community Chorale, Manitowoc Lincoln Chamber Choir, Manitowoc Lutheran Lancer Singers, and Roncalli High School Oratorio Choir for parts 1 and 2 of Haydn's Creation Oratorio this Saturday evening at the Capitol Civic Center. They're online at manitowocsymphony.org. And don't forget you can look for other concerts in your area at our interactive online calendar, wpr.org/events. The Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra will be dancing out their season finale when UW-Stevens Point dance professor Jeannie Hill is soloist for the 1952 Tap Dance Concerto by Morton Gould. And the orchestra reminds the audience of Gene Kelly's decades of work with their Gershwin closer. You're welcome to warm up a wing or a waltz clog as you listen to the Madison Symphony Orchestra's American in Paris.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maestro John Demain and the Madison Symphony Orchestra with An American in Paris, part of their All Gershwin Concerts at the Overture Center in May of 2012. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. For the complete lineup of American composers to be heard at the Century Theater this Saturday evening and next Sunday afternoon, just go to cwso.org. It's an amazing start to the end of the Wisconsin Classical Concert season, which means there's more marvelous performances to plan for in the weeks ahead. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.